live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin is Lister believes there is a number of Donegal women who have been wrongly told their smear tests were clear of any abnormalities. A leading breast surgeon at Letterkenny University Hospital says a large number of women in Donegal are delaying in presenting themselves to the hospital with breast care issues. Serious concern has been raised after a number of dead animals were found during a clean-up in Fannet in recent days. And it's been revealed that small businesses in Donegal are continuing to struggle despite reported improvements in the economy. Those stories to follow in full plus more, and we'll have the latest in sport with Kenny Harkin coming up at about 5:15. But first to news, a solicitor believes there is a large number of Donegal women who have been wrongly told their smear tests were clear of any abnormalities. 43-year-old Limerick woman Vicky Phelan was diagnosed with cancer 3 years after her smear test results of 2011 were incorrectly reported as clear of abnormalities. By the time she had another smear test in 2014, she had cervical cancer. She is now terminally ill with cervical cancer and yesterday settled her High Court action against a US laboratory for €2.5 million. Jolene McElhinney of McElhinney & Associates says she is handling the cases of two women in Donegal in very similar situations. She believes there are many more affected.
What appears to have happened in these cases, and there's a similar thread running through all the cases, is that the smears are undertaken, they are reported upon, and the individual is told that they're clear, whereas in fact there is abnormal cells. So the idea of the smear is to detect any abnormality, which would be indicative that there is something untoward going on. They receive the report, the slides and the smears are clear, when in fact cancer has begun or the abnormalities have begun.
And in your experience, is there any indications that there are women in Donegal that have gone on to develop cervical cancer?
Absolutely, yes. There are a number of cases which are identical, as I said. So they have gone on to develop cancer. Cervical check appears then to have undertaken a review. So any of the individuals who have developed cancer and who had previously had a clear smear result, cervical check seems to have reviewed those files to identify if there was any incorrect reporting. And cervical check have identified and have contacted a number of individuals and have notified them that there was incorrect reporting of their original smears.
Meanwhile, the Irish Cancer Society says it believes at least 14 other women were affected by a review in which Vicky Phelan's case was identified. It comes as the Health Minister has announced the review of the Cervical Check programme. Cervical Check is writing to doctors today to make sure they've told patients the results of audits of their smear tests. Minister Simon Harris says the scheme needs to be reviewed.
We need people to have absolute confidence in our screening programmes, and I have confidence in it. It is a programme that saves lives, but it is a programme that's 10 years old this year, and I think therefore it is appropriate that we would review it. And I've asked the Director General of the HSC to review the operation of Cervical Check against best international practice.
A leading breast surgeon at Letterkenny University Hospital says a large number of women in Donegal are delaying in presenting themselves to the hospital with breast care issues. The issue is said to be prevalent, particularly with women in their 70s and 80s. In many cases, by the time they seek treatment, the only option available to them is palliative care. Breast surgeon Mr. Manvidis Varkazalis was speaking on today's 9 till noon show.
I've seen elderly patients in the 80s, in the late 70s, and they actually have lumps for a year, and they're hiding it from their families, and they're coming with a locally advanced or metastatic disease, and we could offer them only palliative treatment. But if it's picked up on an early stage, actually breast cancer in elderly patients is not that aggressive. So you can easily treat it, and you don't need even to offer them aggressive treatment. One patient, they went to go shopping with her mom, and they changed clothes, and the daughter noticed a bleeding. And when she came into breast clinic, we couldn't offer much because it was too late. So I've kind of noticed that here in Donegal. I think it's kind of a trend in Donegal, and here I haven't conducted any research. It's only from my personal observation, but I've noticed quite a few cases, all right. And recently that was a little bit disappointing for me as a surgeon, and I couldn't help more to these patients because they presented too late.
It's been revealed that small businesses in Donegal are continuing to struggle despite reported improvements in the economy. Out of over 100 businesses that participated in a recent survey, only half said that their business has improved since the recession. Figures also show that over 80% of respondents said they were concerned with depopulation trends and the retreat of rural services like post offices, Garda stations and even bank facilities in Donegal. The majority of businesses also cited a general unawareness of government support that may be available. The survey was initiated by Donegal Deputy Thomas Pringle.
We have like coffee shops, butchers, hairdressers, those kind of businesses that are responding to the survey, which and the survey backs us up actually, are businesses that the government really doesn't care about and doesn't have anything to support them really, and they're feeling that as well, which I think is very interesting from a Donegal point of view.
And another aspect of the survey also suggested that businesses are concerned about possible closures of banks and post offices and so on.
That's right. I mean, this has a real impact on the local towns and villages in the county. We kind of knew this anyway, but it's good to see that businesses are saying that as well, you know, which is something really that the government can do in terms of ensuring that they protect our local towns and villages, as making sure that post offices, Garda stations and things like that stay open. And that's vitally important. You know, over 80% of respondents said that they were very concerned with the threat of post offices and banks, and that's really is feeding into the overall business atmosphere in the county.
And you have presented the findings of this survey to the minister in question. What has he had to say about it?
Well, sadly, this will go on and quote the reduction in unemployment figures in the county as being the measure of how successful their measures, their steps are to regenerate the economy. And even when I point out to them that the reduction in unemployment figures actually represents the people leaving Donegal, they don't care and they don't want to know.
The HSE is being urged to implement recommendations to improve mental health services. A new Oireachtas report contains more than 30 suggestions, including more funding and better access to services for minority groups. Nicole Gernon reports.
This report by the Committee on the Future of Mental Health Care outlines more than 30 ways that services can be improved. These include a timeframe for the provision of 24/7 intervention teams and moving away from an over-reliance on prescription medication to focusing more on counselling and talk therapy. But chairperson and Pieta House founder Senator Joan Freeman says the recommendations are useless unless the HSE implements them.
The solution is very, very simple. The problem is, do we get the HSE to move on them, and how do we? Because if they're not accountable to anybody, how can we get them to answer these questions?
The report also recommends mental health training should be carried out across the health service, with special focus on dealing with minority groups like travellers, LGBTI people and migrants. The committee says more funding is desperately needed and it's concerned about the HSE's inability to account for the money it does spend. Senator Freeman says it's found the HSE doesn't have the necessary financial systems in place.
We were met with blank stares about how the funding is broken down. They were able to put it into subdivisions. But when we asked to drill down, we were told that they didn't have the software.
The report will be launched this afternoon in a bid to guide the HSE in creating a long-term vision for mental health care in Ireland.
Serious concern has been raised after a number of dead animals were found during a clean-up in Fannet in recent days. Locals who were involved in the Fannet clean-up day made the grim discovery while collecting rubbish along the roadside in rural parts of the peninsula. It thought that up to 9 animals in total were removed from various locations and included 5 calves, 3 ewes and a dog. Councillor Liam Blaney is confident that the authorities will be able to determine who is responsible.
It's reported there's a number of animals found. I don't know to the extent that's reported or not, but I did hear a few animals that were found, and it is disturbing, but because of the kind of autumn, winter and spring we've had, farmers are under a considerable amount of stress and quite sure financially as well, and it is a financial cost to get rid of these animals, but at the same time, that's not making an excuse for what's done and for having calves and sheep dumped along the scenic area. But obviously, the people done this know who they are, and it's unfortunate it happened, and maybe we wake up call to people and hope it not happen again.
Will there be an investigation now, do you think, into the amount of animals being dumped and where they might have come from?
Well, the amount of animals, I'm not sure that amount. I heard of a few we've got already, the amount that's reported. I never heard of that amount, but I'm quite sure there will be an investigation into it now that they were discovered. And what's the way that cattle is DNA'd nowadays? when the calf is born and different times during the life. I'm quite sure that the authorities will possibly be able to determine the farm that they came from.
A Donegal deputy has told the Dáil that the country cannot do without the selfless contribution from nurses and midwives. Deputy Pierce Doherty was speaking during a debate on a Sinn Féin motion, calling on the government to examine the issue of nurses' pay and the subject of recruitment. The motion comes after figures published earlier this week revealed that staffing shortages were responsible for the closure of 41 beds at community hospitals across Donegal. Deputy Doherty told the Dáil that staffing shortages plaguing community hospitals is having a knock-on effect on the service as a whole.
It has often been said, and maybe in jest, when people talk about the nursing profession, when they ask who would want to be a nurse, such is the challenges of the workplace and the workforce. And that rhetorical question is even the title of an academic research paper examining the impact of such workplace stressors have on recruiting and retaining nursing talent in the health system. Because it's a remark which recognises the undeniable truth that those working in the profession are amongst the most dedicated, the most hard working and caring people to be found anywhere. And Donegal alone, and staffing shortages since 2015 have been solely to blame for the closure of 41 beds in the community setting alone, with all of the knock-on consequences that that has to the service, to patients and to staff who are working in the rest of the service. It's amid such a backdrop that I back my party's motion this evening and call on other deputies to do so, because by supporting this motion we show to our nurses and midwives that that the state values them both as individuals and as professionals, whose invaluable work and selfless contributions to our health service cannot be done without.
€26,000 has been allocated to Donegal County Council under the 2018 Anti-Litter and Anti-Graffiti Awareness Grant Scheme. The funding is part of a national investment of €884,000 announced today by Minister Dennis Naughton. The scheme provides funding to local authorities to conduct public awareness and education campaigns at a community level targeting litter, dog fouling and graffiti. Donegal County Council will be responsible under the scheme for selecting the suitable awareness projects that receive funding.
Sport on Highland, in association with Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure Letterkenny. Go the distance this spring with a great range of running shoes, sports gear and accessories at michaelmurphysports.ie.
It's now 14 minutes past five and time for the latest sport with Kenny Harkin.
Thanks, Michaela. Good evening. We'll start with boxing and the successful Irish boxing team, which won six medals at the European Youth Championships in Italy, returned home today. Ireland ended the tournament with a gold, three silvers and two bronze medals. The gold went to Bray Light Flyweight, Dana Moorhouse, while County Tyrone's Jude Gallagher was among the bronze medal winners. Ireland team manager was Ruffo man Peter O'Donnell. Speaking to Oisin Kelly, Peter said it was a brilliant performance by the team.
Great performance altogether. Actually, to go to a tournament like that, the European Youth, where there were 40 countries competing, there were 408 boxers entered, and to come back with six medals, a gold, three silver and two bronze, it's brilliant for Irish boxing.
Jude Gallagher, a fantastic performance by him. He's medalled now at a big major youth tournament, so he has taken bronze.
As a credit to Jude and a credit to his club and his family, the performances he put on out there was brilliant, you know, and he was beaten by the man who went on. They eventually won them, the Hungarian, beat the Russian yesterday in the final, like, and the fight that Jude gave that man on Tuesday night, like, was something out of the ordinary, you know, it was a brilliant fight, you know.
And Peter O'Donnell here, you can hear more from Peter in the sports section of our website, highlandradio.com. In schools Gaelic games, in football, St Jurans College won the Ulster Trainer Cup this afternoon in Coleraine. The Donegal champions beat St Louis Ballymena set by 7 points to 1-2 to be crowned under 15 and a half provincial champions. David O'Herlihy is the manager of the St Jurans team, which will now step up to the Ranafast Cup in September. Elsewhere today on the hurling front, St Jurans also seen victory when they won under 16 and a half Ulster Maguire Shield at the Donald Park and Letterkenny. They beat fellow Donegal College St Columbus Stranorler in the final. 365 points was the final score there. Galway native and Finn Harps manager Ollie Horgan was the manager of the St Young St Unans Hurlers. Moving on to soccer, and Liverpool have requested an extraordinary meeting in Rome tomorrow to discuss security measures surrounding next week's Champions League semi-final second leg. Dunboyne man Sean Cox remains in a critical condition following an attack by Roma fans before Tuesday's match at Anfield. Liverpool are seeking to discuss ongoing security concerns surrounding next Wednesday's game in the Italian capital. And Arsene Wenger's farewell parade takes on the first ever competitive meeting of Arsenal and Atletico Madrid tonight. The Emirates is the venue for the first leg of the Europa League semi-final. It'll be Arsenal's final European home game under Wenger before he leaves as manager in the summer. Elsewhere, Salzburg, they play their first European semi-final since 1994 when they take on Marseille at the Stade Velodrome. Both games start at 8:05. And some other news: Zlatan Ibrahimovic won't be coming out of international retirement for this summer's World Cup. The now LA Galaxy striker had been teasing he might do so, but the Swedish national side's Instagram page says it's posted a final message to say Ibrahimovic won't play at the tournament in Russia. Sweden will be in Group F at the tournament, where they'll face South Korea, Mexico and holders Germany. In snooker, Mark Allen's made a bright start to his second round match at the World Championships. He took a 5-3 lead on Joe Perry in this afternoon's session. They'll resume tomorrow. On the other table, Anthony McGill came from 8-5 down to defeat Ryan Day by 10 frames to 8 and earn the penultimate spot in the second round. The Scot will now face Ding Junhui in round 2. In horse racing, the battle between Woolly Mullins and Gordon Elliott continues on day 3 of the Punchestown Festival. Elliott trained the first winner of the day, 61 favourite Park Paddocks, at the JLT Handicap Hurdle, but Mullins has stretched his advantage in the race for champion trainer, with 12-1 chance Cadium winning the handicap chase. Mullins also trains the favourites in both of today's Grade 1 races. Three of yesterday's six Mullins wins came with Paul Townend on board. He'll also be aboard favourite Penn Hill in the Ladbrokes Champion Stairs Hurdle this evening, while Daryl Jacob will be aboard odds-on favourite Footpad in the Ryanair Novice Chase. In golf, Shane Lowry and Patrick Harrington, they'll combine at the Zurich Classic of New Orleans later on this evening. The tournament is the only two-man event on the PGA Tour. Graham McDowell, he's partnered by Ian Poulter. They're currently 4-under through 10. Seamus Power plays alongside Canada's David Hearn. They're 2-under through 8. Leading the way at the moment is Ches Reavy and Lucas Glover. They're 7-under through 9 holes. In the European Tour, the Volvo China Open's taking place this week, and China's Daxing Jin leads the way on 8-under par after a 64. He's one clear of Nino Bertasio and Matt Wallace. They're both on 7-under par. Paul Dunne is 1-under. Finally, for this evening, Shahid Khan's confirmed Wembley Stadium will continue to be the home of England's national team. That's after making a bid to buy the venue. The Fulham owner says the offer, thought to be worth around €917 million, is to protect his American football team's position in London. The Jacksonville Jaguars have an agreement to play an NFL match a year at Wembley until at least 2020, and it's understood the FA Cup final will also stay at the ground. That's all your sport for this evening, and the next sport here in Highland will be after 8 o'clock news tomorrow morning. For the moment, it's back to Michaela.
Thanks, Kenny. A dedicated briefing has taken place between Oireachtas members and the Irish Passport Office in Dublin, where the need for an Irish Passport Office to be established in Northern Ireland was high on the agenda. There has been a long-running campaign for an office to be established in the north, following an increase in demand since Britain announced its exit from the EU. Following the meeting yesterday, Sligo Leitrim and South Donegal Deputy Martin Kenny told the Dáil that the Irish government has a duty to reassure people in the face of Brexit.
The reality is the ordinary citizens out there are very, very fearful of the consequences of where this is going to lead. And I think, you know, the Irish government has a job of work to do. And we need to raise that, we need to raise the bar in respect of that, to assure people that their rights are going to be protected. We also have the issue, and we spoke about the cross-border issue in regard to agriculture and the trade which goes on there for centuries. There's also, of course, the cross-sea aspect of agriculture. We have huge amounts of agricultural produce going to our nearest neighbour and our largest market, and yet we don't have any assurance as to what's going to happen in respect of that. So many of our exporters are very, very concerned as to where this is going to end up, because only those, not only those who export to Britain, but also those who export to many parts of Europe.
Gardaí say it will be the end of next year before the backlog in examining computers suspected of containing child abuse images will be eliminated. Previously, there was a delay of up to 6 years in having these devices forensically examined. Senior Gardaí moved to reassure the policing authority that where a child is in danger, those cases are prioritised. Assistant Commissioner John O'Driscoll explains why it can take so long.
In one case, in Operation Catch, the amount of images is in excess of 100,000. And we have to examine those in detail. We, above anything else, want to ensure that there is no person who is a victim whose image has been discovered by us where we could intervene and prevent any further abuse.
A Donegal-born priest who spent over 65 years in South Korea will be given a state funeral there tomorrow. Father PJ McGlinchey was born in Rifo in 1928 and was brought up and reared in Letterkenny. In 1951, he was ordained a Clumben father and was posted to the island of Jeju, 70 miles off the mainland of South Korea. He died there this week in a hospice he himself had built. Donal Kavanagh has more.
When Father PJ McGlinchey arrived on Jeju in 1952, South Korea was recovering from the three-year Korean War, which had caused social and economic devastation. The island is roughly the size of County Donegal with a population of 40,000. At the time, there was very poor infrastructure and little or no employment. He became an economic and agricultural pioneer, helping farmers develop their holdings and introducing new breeds of cattle, sheep and pigs. Father PJ arranged the purchase of a cooperative farm and developed health and education facilities. He also established a textile factory to provide employment for the women of the island. His methods were replicated elsewhere across the Far East, and Father PJ McGlinchey has received numerous honours from both the Irish and South Korean governments, as well as further afield. He's being accorded a state funeral on the island of Jeju tomorrow.
Highland Radio continues to have the highest market share of any local radio station in the country, according to the latest joint national listenership research figures, which have just been released today. The station has seen an increase equivalent to 2,000 extra listeners each day. The figures have also revealed that 85,000 people on average listen to Highland Radio every week. The station also now boasts a market share of 62% daily. And the court service wishes to advise that the jury panel asked to return to Letterkenny Courthouse tomorrow, Friday the 27th of April, are no longer required to attend. And for weather now, showers will ease this evening, cold tonight with clear spells developing and lowest temperatures of 1 to 3 degrees in light variable winds. And just to have a look at the closing headlines, a leading breast surgeon at Letterkenny University Hospital says a large number of women in Donegal are delaying in presenting themselves to the hospital with breast care issues. The issue is said to be prevalent, particularly with women in their 70s and 80s. It's been revealed that small businesses in Donegal are continuing to struggle despite reported improvements in the economy. Out of over 100 businesses that participated in a recent survey, only half said that their business has improved since the recession. Serious concern has been raised after a number of dead animals were found during a clean-up in Fannet in recent days. Locals who were involved in the Fannet clean-up day made the grim discovery while collecting rubbish along the roadside in rural parts of the peninsula. And a solicitor believes there is a large number of Donegal women who have been wrongly told their smear tests were clear of any abnormalities. Jolene McElhinney of McElhinney & Associates says she is handling the cases of two women in Donegal in very similar situations to Limerick woman Vicky Phelan. She believes there are many more affected. And that's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website, highlandradio.com. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening. The obituary notices for this Thursday evening, April the 26th. The death has taken place of Eamon McDade at Chapel Glen, Kilmany. Funeral arrangements are to be confirmed later. The death has taken place of Jim Hegarty, Liss Lane Drive, Craigenderry, formerly of Carnahan, Inch Island. Funeral arrangements are to be confirmed later. The death has occurred of Father PJ McGlinchey, Columbine Fathers, Dalgan Park, Navan, County Meath, formerly of Letterkenny, County Donegal, at Isidore Hospice, Kringle, Jeju, South Korea. Funeral mass tomorrow at the Holy Trinity Memorial Church, Kaymak, Jehu, followed by burial at the Cemetery of the Purclare Sisters. The death has occurred of Paddy Murphy, Glenfin Road, Ballybuffet. His remains will repose at the home of his son and daughter-in-law, Paul and Anne, at Beechwood Avenue, Ballybuffet, today until rosary at 10 o'clock and tomorrow from 2 p.m. until rosary at 10 p.m. Funeral leaving from there on Saturday morning at 10:30 for Requiem Mass in the Church of Mary Immaculate, Stranorlar at 11 o'clock, with interment afterwards in Stranorlar Cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers, if so desired, to concern care of any family member. Family time on the morning of the funeral, please. The death has taken place of Oney McSorley, Baltic Place, Drigton, Glasgow, and formerly of Drumquin. His remains will repose at his daughter Jackie's home at Glen Road, Drumquin, from 6 o'clock this evening. Funeral from there on Saturday morning with 11 o'clock Requiem Mass in St Patrick's Church, Langfield, Drumquin, interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. The death has taken place of Leo McCoskey, Tara McCarran's Lane, Lisfannan, County Donegal. Funeral leaving his home tomorrow morning at 10:30 to St Maura's Church, Fawn, for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. The death has occurred of Margaret Rose Gallagher, Falban, Churchill. Remains are reposing at her family home, Cabaret, Churchill. Funeral Mass tomorrow at 12 noon in St. Columbus Church, Glendone, with interment afterwards in the family plot in Temple Douglas Cemetery. Family flowers only, donations in lieu to Medical 4, Letterkenny University Hospital, care of Comic Dade and Sons, funeral directors or any family member. How strictly private, please. And the death has taken place of Grace Coyle, Naomh McGee, 10 Gogarty Close, Ballymacgorty Derry, and formerly of Rushfield Road, Carrigans. Remains are reposing at her home. Funeral leaving her home tomorrow morning at 9:20 for Requiem Mass in the Church of the Holy Family, Ballymacgorty, at 10 o'clock. Interment afterwards in St. Bethan's Cemetery, St. Johnston. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m.